is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I go immediately to Brisbane, Australia, Queensland. Scott Maiman for CBS News. There is nature news in Australia. It is down under, but at the same time, it observes all of the phenomena of nature that we have in the North Temperate Zone. I begin with something, though, that's particular to events of these last years. The wildfires that plagued Australia in 2019 into 2020, before the pandemic, destroyed a lot, frightened a lot. The pictures were spectacular. At the same time, we learn now from a science report that the wildfires left a plume of plankton behind off the coast of Australia. Scott, a very good day to you in Australia. The good news here is that that plankton fed marine life. That means that Australia enjoyed a bounty of marine life off of its coast. But I did not experience the fires. I just remember them. Were they said to be worse than usual, frightening? Are we expecting fires to grow even larger in this fire season the way they have in Western United States and in Eastern Siberia? Good day to you, Scott.
G'day, John. Yeah, this has got scientists fascinated by what has happened. Let's begin with the basics. Terrible bushfires. More than 30 people were killed in those fires. We're talking about 2019 going into 2020, as you correctly said, before the pandemic happened. And these fires were unique. They were fast-spreading fires, something which we have never seen before in Australia, but they were in bushfire-prone areas. But whether it's many people believe that it's got to do with the atmosphere, that it's got to do with the way our life is changing, whatever your personal beliefs are, what's got scientists fascinated by this is that the plume of smoke drifted off into the ocean. Nothing more was thought of it until recently. New studies have come out and found that the smoke combined with iron that was in the atmosphere at the time and then settled on the ocean created a chemical reaction which has caused all this plankton. And, of course, the plankton, as we know, very good for the marine life, very bountiful, very, very plentiful for the marine life. And this is what has scientists baffled whilst they're fascinated and they're excited by all of this, that some good has come from something so bad.
Yes, and detail about the wildfires. Are you expecting the same or ordinary or larger this year? Has anybody predicted?
It's anybody's guess, really. We have a tinderbox of conditions. We've had a very dry winter, which means everything's dried out. You just need to drop a cigarette butt, and you could have such a huge wildfire in Australia that it would be horrific. But it depends how much more rain we're getting. We do have the forecast of rain, which may help ease conditions. But at the moment, we're still not quite into the fire season. So it's anybody's guess as to how bad we may get the next fire season, John.
It's just springtime in Australia. So we go to a phenomenon of the region, an earthquake in Melbourne, which is well to the south of you in Victoria. But was this a nationwide rumbling?
Yeah, actually, it's very unusual as well. It was 5.9 magnitude. It hit just outside of Melbourne to the south of the country. But I'm in the north of the country, and I felt it. I'm over 1,000 miles away from Melbourne, and I felt it as well. Nowhere near as bad as what Melbourne had, where buildings crumbled. There were a couple of injuries. A lot of people surprised by this. A lot of people don't understand that Australia is actually not really part of the Ring of Fire. That's to the north of us. But our country, our landmass, is slowly moving north. And so that's going to be causing a few rumbles here and there, We are associated with New Zealand, as a lot of people know, rattles quite a bit. So it is a phenomenon that we're not used to in Australia. The last terrible earthquake that we had was probably about 30-odd years ago at Newcastle, where 11 people were killed. Fortunately, we don't have a death toll from this. A lot of nerves were left jagged by it all, but definitely nowhere near as bad as what we had previously. But at 5.9, it wasn't enough to knock some buildings around. And what we are being told is that we could see more aftershocks, maybe not as strong as 5.9, but at least a month's worth of aftershocks.
You are in the Pacific Basin, and you've got everything California's got. You've got earthquakes, you've got wildfires. You certainly have to concern yourselves with the La Nina that is said to be coming this year. You have marine life, and you have the virus. And we'll stay in Victoria to say that Victoria has 766 new cases. Look, Victoria remains in lockdown. Is that right, Scott?
It's still in lockdown. We're still hoping for that magic figure, or at least the authorities are hoping for that magic figure of 80% vaccination before they release lockdown, before they allow things, life to return to normal, or at least a new normal, so to speak. But yeah, the Victorian toll keeps going up. New South Wales, not much better, although they are starting to see signs of a reduction in their daily cases of coronavirus. But yeah, Victoria started out in the single figures and doubles, and it's just ballooned out to something incredible. So again, we are all looking and hoping for that magic figure of 80% vaccination rate before we can get some semblance of normality back in our lives.
What I've learned from you, Scott, is that when and if I move to Australia for the rest of my life, I want to live in Queensland. You're clearly the frontier land of Australia. Is that a reputation you have in Queensland?
We've got a saying in Queensland as well, and it's been marketed as well. Welcome to Queensland. Beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Ah, yes, fine. Now, here's a concern. Koalas. You've taught me not to call them bears, though they certainly look like teddy bears I'm familiar with.
But I'm sure they'll be cute and cuddly for you.
The Australian Koala Foundation says that there's been a decline over these last years of 30%. Is it the wildfires?
It's the wildfires. It's also a lot of land clearing that's been going on. Their natural habitat is being destroyed one way or another. It's getting a little bit ridiculous now when government figures come out and say that they will build pathways for koalas to follow to safe havens. But it's not like koalas can read a sign that says, "Hey, koala, walk this way." It's getting a bit silly when government figures are trying to do the right thing. But of course, they're way off the mark with that. But it is a concern. There's been a slump of about 30% in the population of koalas. Some parts of Australia have seen the koala now extinct. So it is a grave concern. It's a serious concern for so many people, not just wildlife aficionados, but also just the general population. People are worried we're going to be losing our national identity, the koala.
Scott Maiman is CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland. The report on the koala bears is alarming and worth following. What Scott is pointing to is something I've run into in other parts of the world where there's a reduction in wildlife. It's habitat destruction. It's people and habitat destruction. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.